भगवद्गीता 6.38 कच्चिन्नो भय विभ्रष्ट छिन्ना भ्रम इव नश्यति अप्रतिष्ठो महाबाहो मूढ़ो ब्रह्मण पथि। कच्चिन न उभय विभ्रष्ट, अर्जुन इज कंटिन्यूइंग द वर्बलाइजेशन ऑफ हिज एप्रिहेंशन अबाउट द डेस्टिनेशन ऑफ दोज हु सकम टू डिविएशन ऑन द पाथ ऑफ योगा। In the previous text, he has asked that what happens to those who practice yoga, but then because of worldly mindedness, they desist from that practice. So here, he illustrates their plight and their fate with an example drawn from nature. Kachinna ubhaya vibhrashtas. Kachinna, is it not that ubhaya vibhrashtas, from both they are deviated? Chinna abhram iva nashyati. Chinna abhram iva nashyanna means separated. Abhram iva nashyati. So, abhram refers to the cloud. Iva nashyati. So the cloud is destroyed. So clouds are usually seen in the sky in clusters, and as clusters they move in the direction in which the wind is moving, and in the atmosphere there are different currents of air moving in different directions. So say some clouds are moving from east to west, and some are moving from the west to the east, and say a cloud which is moving from the east to the west decides to join the set of the cloud cluster moving in the opposite direction. So it leaves its cloud cluster and starts moving, but then suddenly some gust of wind comes along and blows the cloud away. So that cloud neither is left as neither a part of the east to west cluster, nor is it a part of the west to east cluster. So it just lost on its own, becoming insignificant and then eventually destroyed by the motion of the wind and by the deterioration that characterizes everything, eventually, everything material. So, chinna abhram iva nashyati. So, just as a cloud is destroyed, iva, similarly, apratishto mahabaho, apratishto. Without any shelter, without any resting place, without any foundation, mahabaho, O Krishna. So, it's interesting that the same word is used by both the conversationists to refer to each other, same address. It's two verses before, two, three verses before, in 6.35, Asamshayam Mahabahom Manodurnigraham Chalam Abhyasena Tu Kauteya Vairagyena Cha Gruhyate. While responding to Arjuna's question about how the mind is very difficult to control, Krishna uses the word Mahabaho to refer to Arjuna in 6.35. And then here in 6.38, Arjuna uses the same word, same name to refer to, sorry, Krishna uses the same, there Arjuna uses Mahabaho to, there Krishna uses Mahabaho to refer to Arjuna in 35, and here in 38, Arjuna uses Mahabaho to refer to Krishna. So how is it that the same name is used to refer to both? Because this name is a generic address for Kshatriyas in general. It's not a specific name like Yadunandana or Kurunandana, which refer to the specific dynastic connections of the two conversationists. And these two dynastic connections are different. So we are referring to, Arjuna cannot be referred to Yadunandana. But Mahabaho is a generic name which applies to all Kshatriyas, all warriors. Who are well-built, who have powerful arms. They are martial guardians of society and they fight, they have strong arms to protect and to fight. So Arjuna hints over here that actually you Krishna, you are Mahabaho. So you can, with your with great strength, remove my doubts. Apratishtho Mahabaho, Vimudho Brahmanapati, Vimudho. One who is deluded, one who is distracted from the path of yoga, Brahmanapati. If that person stays on the platform of bhakti, Vimudho Brahmanapati.
So here it is being asked by Arjuna whether a person who loses, who gives up the path of Karmakanda for the sake of pursuing the path of Jnanakanda and is not able to succeed in either, what is the destination of such a person? And herein Krishna answers, Krishna will answer later that how such a person will go to heaven and will actually get the results of both Karma Kanda as well as Jnana Kanda. But essentially for us at this point, what we can focus on is that the kind of problem that one perceives also reflects the level of consciousness of a person. Some people may think, oh, this is just too much hard work, that's why I don't want to do it. Some people may consider, okay, there's a hard work, but what is the fruit that's going to come? What is the probability of the result? What is the probability of the success? Or what is the importance of the success? So the point is that, say a person is, an unformed person is driving a vehicle, that person will primarily think of, say, how long is the drive going to take? Will I get bored during the drive? I don't like to drive for so long. But an informed person will think, okay, I'm driving. How much fuel do we have? Are there places along the way for putting back the fuel? Or is the vehicle in a good enough condition to go for such a ride? So the level of problems that we perceive also are determined by the level of our consciousness. Level of our consciousness means, in this case, with respect to the driver, how much is the driver aware of the actual nature of driving and the challenges involved in driving? And so Arjuna reveals himself already as a quite an evolved person because he's aware of subtleties. He's not asking, his doubt is not that, oh, does God exist? Who has seen God? Who has seen God? Is this whole spiritual stuff like a pie in the sky? Where? Who knows whether something exists out there or not? After doing all this, will we get some result or not? Nobody knows all this stuff. So his question is not uninformed like that. His question is much more serious and well-informed that there are pathways for attaining a materially auspicious destination of Swarga, and there are pathways for attaining a spiritually glorious destination of Moksha. And both he accepts as valid. So in today's culture, people will most people may not accept Swarga as either Moksha both. they think this life and this world is all that there is to it. But Arjuna is not like that. Arjuna accepts the existence of both. But he is asking a question that if somebody does not, somebody gives the path to Swarga and then is unable to attain, succeed on the path to Moksha, then what happens to such a person? Will this person be lost both ways? And that question will be answered by Krishna in due course from text 41 to 45. Thank you.